Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Many people are accustomed to sending money overseas to have their wajib qurbani performed on their behalf. If this is done merely to save oneself the work and trouble, it is indeed reprehensible. This totally breaks the entire spirit of qurbani. If we continue with this trend, Allah forbid, it must not happen that our children grow up without having ever witnessed qurbani being performed. A concerted effort must be made to perform our qurbani at home. A small effort will be required to set up a basic slaughter facility at home. Inshallah, we will be rewarded greatly by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for reviving this great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are many Muslims in different parts of the globe who, due to the law of the land, are not allowed to practice qurbani freely. These people are forced to have their qurbanis done in some other country or government facility. We are indeed very fortunate that we are not bound by these laws and are allowed to freely practice our deen and perform qurbani at home. All praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. Qurbani with taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, وَلِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ جَعَلْنَا مَنْسَكًا لِيَذْكُرَ اسْمَ اللَّهِ فِي عَلَى مَا رَزَقَهُمْ مِنْ بَهِيمَةِ الْأَنْعَامِ. The ayat continue. We have appointed a right for every nation so that they may take Allah's name over the livestock He has provided for them. Your God is one God, so submit to Him and announce good news to the humble ones. Those whose hearts tremble when Allah's name is mentioned, and they are patient upon the calamities that befall them, and those who perform salah and spend, we have made the animal offerings symbols of Allah for you. In them is goodness for you. So take Allah's name upon them as they line up. Then when they have fallen on their sides, eat of them and feed the contented and the beggar. Thus we have subjected them to you so that you may be thankful. Neither their flesh nor their blood reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What reaches Him is the righteousness from you. Thus, He subdued them to you so that you may glorify Allah for guiding you and give good news to the charitable. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defends those who believe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not love any ungrateful person, any ungrateful traitor. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word manasik. Mujahid rahimullah explains that the word mansak in this verse refers to qurbani. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that this act of qurbani is among the sha'air, the symbols of Islam. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib rahimahullah explains that the sha'air are those acts of worship which symbolize Islam. Qurbani is one of these special symbols specific to the deen of Islam.